Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
I am a passenger. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We've got 21 years coming up real soon. Next month, we'll be here 21 years. And I'm responsible for all this mayhem. I'm Jim Blasingame. Joan Pride is our guest. She works for the government. But when we first met her, she worked for the Kiplinger folks, Kiplinger editors, and she was a great editor there. And we worked together for many, many years here on the show. And more recently, though, she's been coming back at least during our October Breast Cancer Awareness Month series. This is the second one of these interviews that I've done on breast cancer awareness. This month, I did one last week, I think it was, with Karen Cortell Reisman talking about her experience. Joan is an 18-year survivor now, folks, of the of breast cancer since 2000. And we talked earlier about your treatments and everything. Joan, what do you tell people? I mean, surely you bump into women, you know women that over the years that have either known about you and they've called you and asked you, they've talked to you, or they've said to you, you know, I'm concerned about this. What do you talk to them about? What do you say to them?
Well, it's unfortunately a little club that you don't want to belong to. But if there's one thing that I've learned is that if you have breast cancer, the most comforting thing is to talk to another person who has it or who has had it. And that's so important because we know what you're going through, and we've felt all the feelings and had all the fears. Because I can remember when I got my diagnosis that day, I remember thinking, well, my life is ruined now. And you know what? It wasn't. Mm-hmm. But I had to go through treatment and learn that.
It was inconvenienced. Your life was inconvenienced, and not to minimize any of that with that word. But in terms of survival, looking back, that's all you can call it, really, isn't it?
That's exactly right, yeah. So the message you're getting out is so important, and I really appreciate what you're doing. And you do this every year during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you think breast cancer is so prevalent in our society that we wouldn't need to talk about it anymore. But I think we need to talk about it now more than ever. People need to not hide from it. We need to face it and get our treatments and make sure that we're screened regularly.
Do we know anything about new research? I mean, wouldn't you think, as long as it's been going on, as much money has been spent, it's just hot. 20 years ago, wouldn't you have thought, you know, we won't have to deal with this in 20 years?
Well, see, that's the weird thing. But, you know, it's kind of like the flu. You know, when you talk about the flu, it's not one disease. It's many. And
right.
Breast cancer is many different kinds of diseases. And I won't bore your audience with it, but you can have all different kinds of tumors and even kinds of cancer. And there's all different – now there's all different targeted treatments for all those different kinds.
Is there any – does anybody know, is there more incidence of it now than before, or is it just because we now have more the ability to diagnose and isolate it, you think?
That's a great question. I have to wonder if it's because we're catching it, and like as you pointed out, you're even catching it at it's what they call stage zero, which
mm-hmm.
is in situ. So we're catching it at earlier stages, and we're also helping women who are caught at a later stage to live longer than they would have otherwise.
And you know, I can imagine your mother's age and my mother's generation back in those days. If your mother or my mother, either one, when you were at the age that you were when you had it, they probably wouldn't have wanted to talk about it with anybody, would they? They would have been embarrassed,
and they
don't
wouldn't
you think?
Have.
I mean,
right.
that was not
exactly
polite company.
Right.
That was not polite company conversation, was it?
Well, and back then it was also thought of as much more of a death sentence because there were
right.
many fewer treatments. So when you heard the word cancer, any kind of cancer, it was frightening as heck.
And it kind of compounded the problem. So, folks, we don't have that problem anymore. The treatments are out there. The screening ability is amazing, and You know, some people, I've heard some people say that, you know, that there's some controversy about the mammograms. What does it cost to do a mammogram? $150? Holy mackerel, why would you not have that?
That's right. And have it on a regular basis, please.
Yeah,
please.
You have to do this, folks. Get screened. Do it every year. It's just too easy to fix. And so you can survive. And as I said earlier, I think my little community of ladies in the Brain Trust who've had breast cancer, they're all survivors. To my knowledge, I haven't lost a single one because of breast cancer, because they got treated. Hey, Joan, I'm glad you're one of them. Thank you for being here, and take care of yourself.
Thank you, Jim. It was great to be here. Thank you.
Joan Pride, ladies and gentlemen, a very courageous member of our Brain Trust. We love her here. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, ladies. Get checked.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.